Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Can anybody say that with me? Hallelujah. Glory and praises belong to our God. He is our God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, our God. Yes, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God. Thanking you, Master, for this day. Thanking you, God, for everything that you're doing. Thanking you, Master. Thanking you and blessing you. And thanking you for Jesus, oh God. Master, we thank you for Jesus. Because if it had not been for him, oh, if it had not been for the obedience that he showed on the cross, oh God, oh, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here today. But we are so grateful for Jesus, oh God. We're just thankful. We're thankful, oh God. We're just thankful for all the blessings. Yes, yes, we lift the families today, God. We lift the families all over the land, families that are in need, families with children, families that don't know where the next meal is going to come from, God. We ask you right now, Master, to protect them, oh God, to grant them grace, God. Grant them some favor, Lord. They need favor right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we ask you, God, for favor, oh God, that you would just feed us, God. Feed us, literally feed us, God. Give us the word too, Master. We need the word too, but we need the nourishment, oh God, for our body's sake. Oh, we need nourishment, God, that only you can provide for us. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We thank you, Master. Oh, yes, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, because we know that you take care of us, God. You're watching over us, God. You're granting us favor in these rough times, God. Oh, God, these are rough times that we're going through, Master. But we know that we're not going through them alone because you are with us. Ah, we thank you for your grace and we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your hedges of protection, oh, God. We thank you for your shield, oh, God. Oh, Master, we thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. And we thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank him. Yeah, we just want to just give him praise because he is an almighty God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Yes, yes, yes. We know that this is our third Friday. And on the third Friday, we love to talk to our young folks. Yes, yes, yes. You could be young and you could be 65. You could be young and you could be 95. You could be young and you could be 12, 13, or 14. Yes, age is only a number. Glory to God. Glory to God. Our scripture today was, my son, keep my word and lay up my commandments with thee. Proverbs 7 and 1. The commandments that we should keep. Yeah, his commandments. Yeah, that we should walk in a certain way that God desires for us to walk. And we should be a certain way. The characteristic that we should be is the characteristics of Jesus. He is our example of the characteristics that we should act out. Yeah, we should copy. Let's say copy. We should copy his form of characteristics. Yes, yes, we should copy that. Yeah, I remember growing up, my sisters, they used to, that was a game we played, and it was called copy. Uh-huh. And if you would do something, they would do the same thing. And you would do it, they would do it. And they knew that that would just irritate you because they was going to copy off you. Well, today, I want to challenge every young folks, every young person for Jesus. To copy off him. Copy. Yeah, to copy off of him. So next generation and copying off of him, we talk about being strong and being courageous and being happy and walking in a room just like you own it. Yeah. To be positive, to be joyful, to be kind, to be thoughtful, to be loving. Yes. Yes. To be loving and to be a good listener. Oh, that is so important, to be a good listener. Yes. Yes. Because many times if God is talking to us, and if you have the music on, you got it all loud, you can't hear. Can you hear God? You can't hear him. So in order to be a good listener, we need to know when to have some quality time. Yeah. We need to know when to play the music and when not to play it. Yeah. We need to know, learn how high to play it and how low we should play it. Yeah. We need to learn when we should play it and when we should not play it. Yes. Because God is a God. He gives everything to us liberally. And even having time for you to listen to music, that's a time for you to have joy. That's a time for what we call me time. That's your me time. And he desires for you to have some me time. But don't push him on the side. Don't put him out. Yeah, he wants to spend some quality time with you too. Yeah, so let's move on to be strong. To be strong. Yeah, how do we go about that? Yeah. Now, if we just use any of these are upbeat gestures, yeah, upbeat, we will have a good day. Yeah. Be encouraged. Be happy. To walk in a room just like you own it. To be positive. To be joyful. To be kind. To be thoughtful. To be loving. Yes. And to be a good listener. Yes. To be a good listener. And to be patient, and to be teachable, and to be a peacemaker. Can I say that again? A peacemaker. God requires all of these attributes for us, for you, young folks, old folks, for me, for him, yeah, for all of us. This is what he requires of us, yes. To be strong and courageous. And that's found in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and 7. Yeah. To be strong and to be courageous. And this is what being told to Joshua at this particular time. Let's look at that real quick. Joshua was being told to be strong and to be courageous. Because a lot of times you have things that's going on in your life where you need to be reminded. Yeah, 31. Let's see what was going to be. 31 and 7. Ah, let's see here. Uh-huh, right here. We see it. Yeah, Moses was saying this to Joshua. Yeah, it says here, then Moses called for Joshua, and as all Israel watched, listen to that, as everybody was watching, he told Joshua in the presence of the congregation, in the presence, just think, in the presence of your friends, huh? Your teacher come out or your mom come out and they call you out. That's what you call it. They call you out and they say, be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people into the land that the Lord sworn to give their ancestors. To be strong, to be courageous, no matter what you're facing. Yeah, because you can do it. You have the ability. Yes, you are the next generation. You are the next generation, and you can do this. Yeah. Be happy. Be happy. Yeah. When was the last time you had a good laugh? A good laugh. Not mocking anyone, not making fun or nothing of that sort, but just a deep-down good laugh that made you feel good. Even when you think about it now, you felt good when you did it, huh? When was the last time you did that? When was the last time you enjoyed a laugh? So here we see in Psalms 144 and verse 15, it tells us that, yes, happy are those who have it like this. Happy, indeed, are those whose God is Lord. You see, when you know who you are and who you belong to, and when you know this, and young folks, you don't have to know it completely. You don't have to have the fullness, but you have some inkling idea that you can call on God and that he will do what you ask him. I've heard some of you said that you wanted to have a party. I remember this well. You wanted to have a birthday party, and you wanted some of your friends to come over and have cake and ice cream with you. But it started to rain, and you were so hurt when the rain came. But you had 30 minutes to pray before the time for the party. And you prayed, and you asked God, oh, please, God, stop the rain. And he did it for you. He stopped the rain. One of my students said this to me in class. Yeah. He stopped the rain. This is the God that we're talking about. I mean, that's simple. That's a simple thing to us. But to us, it's simple. But that's how simple God is with us. That's how God wants to come down and meet you where you are. Yeah. He wants to meet you. Huh? Can you give him a little chance? Can you give him a little time? Huh? Yeah. To remove all of that sadness, to remove all of that depression and unhappy feeling. Huh? Yeah. And here we see what we talked about, walking in a room like you own the room. Yeah. See, when you know Christ and you know whose you are, you know who you belong to, you have this air about you, this air that people see. And it's because the Holy Spirit is ever present with you. You can smile when other people are sad. You can speak good words when other people are coming out with gall and foul language. But you come up and you want to encourage someone to be kind. Yeah, you're different. You have a light that shines in a world that's dark. Oh, yeah, it's nothing wrong with being different. It's nothing wrong with being different. It's nothing wrong with being strange, as the world may call you. You're strange. You know, they'll say, yeah, they're strange. They're always talking about God. Huh? They're always talking about Jesus. It's okay if this is what they say about you. It's okay. Because at some day, some point, sometime, they will desire to know your Jesus. They will come to you and ask you about your Jesus. Who is he? Can he help me? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you walk in the room as if you own the room, because your Heavenly Father, he does. He owns the room, and he owns more than that. Probably owns the building. Yes. Yes. But when we walk in the room, we walk like we own it, but in a spirit of meekness, in a spirit of humbleness. This is how we walk in a room. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, to be positive. It says for you to delight yourself. Delight yourself in the Lord. Oh, yes. To delight yourself, that means for you to take time and be in his presence, to take time and just be with him. Yeah, to take time and sit and hear what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has to say to you. 145 of Psalms, verse 9 says that the Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. He showers that. Yeah. Sure, we may go through some trials. We may have some trials. We may have some errors. We may have some tribulations. We may have some things come up against us. But look at this. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. He gives us all a little compassion. He gives us all some shade. Huh? Yeah. The sun shines on the just as well as the unjust. Yeah, so just because we walk by faith and not by sight doesn't mean that he's not going to shine some sun on the unbeliever. Oh, yeah. Remember, our God is a loving God. And he loves us all, regardless of who we are and what we do and what we may not do. He still what? Loves us in spite of. Glory to God. Oh, I thank him. Huh? Because we always haven't been where we are today. Huh? And he loved us in spite of that. Yeah, he was still loving us. Even when we weren't doing what we were supposed to do, he was still loving us. Yeah. So we should be joyful. Be joyful. Yes, joyful in the Lord. Joyful in knowing that the hope is present. Joyful in times of conflict. Joyful when we walk by faith and not by sight. Joyful even in cases of adversities that we may encounter. Yes. Joyful even when we look down at our enemy. Yeah. And some of us, some of you have had to look down at the enemy. You've had to look directly at the enemy and be kind. Yeah. You've learned it real quick. You've learned it at an early age of how to be joyful. God has placed you where you are, and he's kept you. He's kept you. He's a God that will keep you. He will keep you because you can always call on him in times of trouble. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. To be joyful. This is where your strength lies. Your strength lies in being happy. Your strength lies in being overwhelmed with joy, with gladness. This is where your strength is. Not in a place of sadness. Not in a place of despair, but in joyfulness. Yes. Being kind. Yeah, we can be kind. He says for us to be kind to one another. Be kind one another. Tenderhearted. Forgiving each other. Just as God also in Christ forgave us. He did. Yeah. We haven't always been where we are today. Just like you see adults and you hear adults talk about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you hear us talk. We had to come from a place in order to get where we are. We haven't always been in this place. We weren't born saved. Huh? We were all born in a place called iniquity, which was sin. Yeah. But God, oh, glory to God. God came. And he saved us. He saved many of us before we even knew we were saved. Yeah, because we were handpicked. He handpicked you. Yeah, imagine that, going into a supermarket and being able to pick out your apple and hold it in your hand and look at it and see if there's any bruises on it, see if it's big or if it's smaller than the others. Being able to go and handpick. Yes. This is what our God, this is what Jesus, Yeah. They had the opportunity to be handpicked. Yes, this is what our Savior did for us. Yeah, handpicked us. Wow. Can you do this? Can you start off today to be kind? Just be kind. You know, a lot of times people today need to just hear a kind word. A kind gesture. Yeah. A kind motion. Huh? Just a question of kindness. How you feeling today? A good evening, a good morning, huh? Just kind words. Yeah. Yeah. To make a person feel that someone is thinking about me. Someone thought about me when they passed by me. Someone wanted to share a good morning with me. Yeah. To be courteous. What is courteous? Oh, what is courteous? Yeah. Courteous is holding the door for me. You see I'm coming, but you refuse to hold the door. You let it slam in my face. That's not courteous. But courteous is you see I'm coming and you desire to hold the elevator for me. That's courteous. That's even going all out your way just to be kind to one another. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Think about it. Yeah. To be thoughtful. To be thoughtful. Yes, in Romans 12 and 2, but also in Philippians 4, 8, and 9, it says whatever things are loving. Oh, yes. Whatever things are true. Whatever things are noble. Whatever things are just. Whatever is pure. Whatever things are lovely. Whatever things are of good report for us to think on these things. To think on these things. The God of peace, huh? The God of peace is going to be with you. Yeah, the God of peace. It's going to help you. You know, I was just sharing earlier with someone about when you can't sleep. You can't sleep at night. And I recall one of my students a while back had said to me that I think the conversation was, when you go to bed, do you pray? And the student said to me, oh, I had a bad night last night. I couldn't sleep. And that was the question. Well, did you pray before you went to sleep? Because, see, if you pray before you go to bed, your Heavenly Father is going to protect you. He's going to watch over you all night, and you're going to have good thoughts. Yeah. Think about it. But when you don't say your prayers and talk to Him before you winding down into sleep, you're leaving the door open for the enemy to come and grant you nightmares, tormenting things all through the night, restless night, hot flashes, jumping up and down, hot sweats. You're opening the door. So it behooves all of us to talk to God before we go to sleep. Yeah. Let Him know. If you didn't complete a day or you didn't do everything you were supposed to do today, talk to Him and then ask Him to grant you a good night rest. Ask Him to allow you to wake up fresh. Yeah. This is in your thoughts. This is in your thoughts. In your thoughts while you're sleeping. Yeah. Yeah. Can you do this? Yes, you can. Yes, you can do this. Our Heavenly Father is there and He's waiting on us to ask Him kind, to be loving. Corinthians 16 and 14. Let's look at that. First Corinthians. Let's look at that real quickly. God is so good. He is good to us. He's kind. He's merciful. And He waits on us to come. Yeah, He wants us. He wants you. He wants to hear what you have to say. Yes. He's not a God that comes in and overshadows you. Think about it. He don't come in and overshadow. He don't come in and be a pushy, like a bully. No, He gives you a chance. He allows you to have a chance to come in and call on Him. Yeah, let's see. And everything you do must be done with love. To be loving. To be loving. Yeah, let's go to 13, it says, be on your guard. Stand true to what you believe. Be courageous. Be strong. And everything you do must be done in what? Love. Yeah, you can't do nothing without love. Love is the complete season that seasons the meat. It's love that does it. What gives us flavor is love. Love outseas everything. Without love, we can do nothing. Oh, we can do nothing without love. Love causes us to look past the ugliness, look past the disgusting things that we see today. Love allows us to look at people in hope of who they can be and not who they are. Listen to what I'm saying. Love. Oh, next generation, it's love. Yeah, to be a peacemaker, one who adores the quality of peace. Yeah, and he goes after seeking peace. Oh, yeah, think about it. Everybody had a peacemaker at school. Yeah, everybody wasn't a bully. Everybody didn't fight. there was someone that stood up and said, oh, no, you can't do that. Stop hitting them. Oh, stop talking about them. Don't. There was someone in your peers, in your group, it could have been you, that demand peace and said not to hit them, not to fight. But the peace of God, that's what we're talking about. The peace of God that comes and surpasses all understanding. It says here that it will keep our hearts and it will keep our souls. It will keep our minds. The peace that God has. So see, even if you're 9, if you're 10 years old, and you see that someone is doing something that they shouldn't do, and you speak up, you're representing Christ. I want you to know that. Age is just a number. Age is just a number. The peace of God. Yeah, you can play a big role in your own life by just being the peacemaker. And remember to remain teachable. Oh, my instructor always told me that I was a teachable student. A teachable student is one that's eager to learn and always open-minded. Yeah, he's eager to be taught by his elders. Yeah, not claiming to know everything, because no one knows everything, but is eager to sit and listen to the elders, the ones that have wise counsel. You want to hear them, to be patient, to wait on the Lord. Yeah, I want you to get this one, to wait on the Lord, to don't go ahead of God, to don't go ahead of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, not to go ahead, not to do things and then come and ask him what he thought about it. Not to do that, yeah, but to ask him before you attempt to do something, yeah, to be patient and patiently waiting on your husband or your wife. Did you hear me? Next generation, to be patient and wait for a husband. To wait for a wife and not to sell yourself cheap. Yeah, what I mean by that, not to give up your virginity before you are married, to stay as a virgin. Yeah, God requires you to be holy, to be set apart. Think about it. Mary was a virgin. Yes, yes, can do this. Oh, next generation, you can do this. You can hold out. You can prove faithful. You can do this. Yeah. You can be a follower of Christ. Because this is what he requires of us, to be followers of Christ. Yes. And in being a follower of Christ, we have the ability to follow him for the entire time that we're here on earth. We will follow Jesus because this is what we choose to do. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your word because we know that your word is true. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus, the listeners, God, we ask that you show them how they can do and be just like you and have all the characteristics that are holy, righteous, and just. We pray, and we ask, and we believe in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. We look forward to having you back here with us next Friday, Sunday, and on Mondays. Yes, we know that God is faithful, and he's just, and he proves faithful until the end. Just hold on and see what the end is going to be. It's going to be marvelous. Yes, it's going to be fun. You're going to be joyful. You're going to have peace when you rest in him, when you think on him, when you trust him, because he is an almighty God. He is the one who is the Savior of the world. Yes. Yes. In Jesus' holy name. Yeah. Knowing who you are in Christ. Yeah. Knowing that you have this Father, the Father Jesus, who loves you. Yeah. And he takes care of you. Amen.